causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Caleb and Joshua said to them, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Now, if you go down to verse 32 of chapter 14, but as for you, because those 10 brought back the evil report, but as for, the Lord says in verse 31, verse 30, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. Because of the evil, God called it an evil report. Now, he dealt with them. Now, God's a God of mercy and of grace. But who's to say when his grace or his mercy will stop? And he said, I've dealt with you with this long enough. Tell somebody, God has commanded you to be strong. In other words, stop making all those excuses, limited and governed and bound and oppressed by your senses. Stop allowing what people look like or what people might say or do, stop allowing that to govern you or limit what you are supposed to do for God. So often in the scripture we see where the Lord says, fear not their faces. And then he told one of the prophets, if you fear their face, then I'm going to confound you in front of them. You'll be confounded. But tell somebody, fear not. He said, he'll make your forehead like an adamant. He'll make your forehead like a hammer. You mean so that you don't fear. Amen. Fear faces. Fear situations. Tell somebody right now, God is with you.
God is with you.
One of the wonderful things about God, when he's with you, even if you make mistakes, God's with you. God's not like man who will abandon you in the middle of something when you feel like you're weak. No, God, there's the angel that'll be there to touch you, to strengthen you. Or Holy Ghost will strengthen you. But God will make a provision for you to be strong. You just have to make up your mind. God has commanded me to be strong. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to give up. I refuse to slow down. I refuse to jump out. I refuse to back up. I don't care what they look like or what they say. God told me this. Tell somebody right now, be strong. He has commanded you. When we fear, I'm talking about, you know, people get really entrenched in fear, but when someone fears, it insults God. It's an insult to God. Now, he's merciful to them that don't know any better. You know, they're learning. But we that have learned, and I'm not talking about, you know, something, you know, you stepping off a curb and the bus flies by and right in front of you, jump back, your heart will pound. Or if you go visit the lions on a safari, and you get close to him, your heart will pound. I'm not talking about that sudden fear. I'm talking about living in fear. Where you're making decisions based upon fear. Everything's based on fear. That insults God by questioning his infinite ability. He's able to deliver you from anything. He's able to keep you from anything. And he will deliver you from anything. God is faithful to his promises. How many believe that tonight? God is faithful. He's a faithful God. He promised you something. See, that's why he had no patience with them. And yet Joshua and Caleb made it on in. Because they stuck with the they stuck with the promise. They saw what they saw, but they didn't let what they saw govern what they knew. They know God gave us a promise. Fear insults God by questioning his infinite ability. It provokes his anger. Now understand, sometimes the Lord can get angry. And now if you're not a person that just lives in fear, I'm not necessarily talking to you, but I'm talking about the ones that are governed all the time by senses, especially since COVID, this COVID thing. Fighting an unseen enemy. Yes, we know it's real, but God is real. We know it came on the scene, but God's always been on the scene. Amen. And God hadn't changed his position with us. He's not up there questioning, what am I going to do about this situation? No. Here's a very important, a very important lesson we must learn. And it's this. We're not looking at, let me say it this way. In your quotation or in your quotient, not God plus provision. God is provision. Amen. See, what's dividing people today is God plus provision. Come on, I'm bringing it to you raw. Come on, we need to go back to ABCs, Faith 101, where men of old, men, you know, when they didn't have all this other stuff, they had raw faith. They believed God. Amen? Question, do you think you need more than God? More than Jesus? Ask somebody next to you, do you think you need more than Jesus? You need more. Ask him, do you need more than his word? More than what he says? Now, here's where a lot of people are in park or held up. They need God plus their senses satisfied. I knew this would be a quiet message. See, many need God plus an avenue to believe. Something like Gideon. Lord, okay, I know what you said. But, you know, if that is you, in the morning, let this here thing be wet and the ground dry. Now, think about that. The Lord allowed the ground not to have dew on it. And just his skin or whatever it was to have dew on it. Okay, that was a miracle. And still getting all the way, he was still questioning God. Here's what stopped Gideon from questioning God. The Lord knew, even though the Lord said to Gideon in the beginning, when he first met the angel of the Lord, he said, "Thou mighty man of valor." He had to work Gideon. So, see, you might be somewhere along there where God is trying to work you, but the thing that got Gideon to actually believe was when God gave the Midianites a dream and told Gideon to go down. See, God had to deal with the other camp. He said, go down and hear what they're saying. And he went down to one of the tents and was listening in and said, a guy was talking about a dream he had, and he saw the sword of the Lord and Gideon. A barley loaf had rolled over. He said, they're going to destroy all the Midianites. When he heard the report from the enemy, when they hear that numbers are going down. Come on, let me talk to you. I'm talking raw faith here. When news, because it's not politicized now, aren't harping on certain things. You're not hearing about a lot of things now. So the pressure's off. Where were you or where was your faith when the pressure was on? I'm talking about you right here. You out there on live stream. In all the nations, wherever you might be tuning in, where were you? You might have been right on point. Praise God. You might have been. But this message is for some who have allowed senses to take the place of the spirit. Like these 10 spies. Do we need God plus our senses satisfied? Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I want to declare to you tonight what God has said he will perform. Amen. Whether you see it with your eyes right now or not, God said in his word, I will hasten my word to perform it. That means you don't have to perform it. God will perform it. Doesn't matter what it looks like in the situation or what might be opposing you. God says, I will perform my word. And if you really understand faith, you understand that everything is made up by the word. That's why God can speak to anything and it take on the form he wants it to take on or do what he wants it to do, because it's all word. Somebody will get that later. It's all word. It's everything. Everything is made up of his word. The frequency of his word. Everything. That's why he could speak to mountains. That's why he could speak to fig trees. That's why he could speak to the dead. That's why he spoke to storms. That's why after his resurrection, he walked through walls. It had no authority over him. It's all made up of the same thing. It's just a matter of the frequencies that you release. Stop searching for natural solutions. Now, I understand everything has a place and has its place. But for the child of God, first and foremost has to be the Lord. See, the issues that we face today have to do with our faith. Look how the enemy has tried to wear out the church globally. Amen. To wear out the saints, to shut the doors, to discourage, to defeat. It's been a global attack to try to just dismantle the church, because we are the hope of the world, whether you realize that or not. We are still the light of the world, the salt of the earth. It's us. Everybody that's saved. Yeah, you still have an important part in this last day scenario. And if you're not releasing the frequencies of heaven here on earth, that's why the world is gripped in darkness. He's shut down a lot of things and he's flooding the earth with all this negativity, all this lies, deception. Amen. And you hear a lie long enough, if you're not careful, you start believing it. If you tell a lie long enough, you start believing, yeah, that fish was that long. It was really about that big.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.